You're with Cape Talk.
All right, let's try and find some good news in the world of artificial intelligence. Now, it's a complex subject. It's one that intimidates me enormously. I build up all kinds of negative images around AI and how it's either going to replace me or make me redundant or spy on me or take people's jobs away or do all kinds of complex stuff. I do not really understand what lies behind it, but I know it is massively significant. And there's a theme of a conference that's going on at the moment out of Stellenbosch, which is Artificial Intelligence for Social Justice. And I'm delighted to talk to Professor Bruce Watson, who is one of the country's leading authorities on AI. He is the chair for computational thinking for artificial intelligence at Stellenbosch, and he's a man that hopefully can find some good news for me in what artificial intelligence can do to help us overcome some of the monumental social justice issues we have. Professor Bruce Watson, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for having me on the air, and let's work on dispelling those myths and fears.
I'm sure they are myths and fears. Talk in general terms of what you mean when you talk about artificial intelligence in this context.
So increasingly we know how to build systems, computer systems, that are able to do a lot of what humans can do. And the truth is, you know, I mean, there are, of course, some actors who are very keen on fully replacing humans in doing these tasks. But for the most part, we'd actually like to do research in making human activities more efficient, more enjoyable by taking the mundane off our plates and automating that away and as I said, making it more effective simply for humans at the end of the day.
And what discipline is it? Is it computational science or a lot of other things? Engineering? What is it? What goes together to make the science of artificial intelligence?
Yeah, you actually hit the nail on the head there, because it originally came from, let's say, computer science along with a lot of cognitive aspects of psychology, but it brings in all kinds of engineering, mathematics, sociology, psychology, and so on nowadays. And the beauty of this field is the ability to pull together researchers to collaborate on interesting problems at this massive scale towards helping humanity in general, but also crossing all of these boundaries where engineers typically would not be talking to psychologists necessarily.
All right. Give me, if you can, a tangible example of one particularly important issue you've been talking about and how AI might work.
So one of them is, you know, if I can dial over to the social justice aspect of artificial intelligence, there's a tremendous amount of data about social justice issues. So we know that people are falling behind in terms of education. We know about the poverty gap. We know about gender-based violence and things along those lines. We have all of the data that's collected, but we don't have solutions. And this is where artificial intelligence can start to make some inroads in chewing through that data, finding the patterns that are really elaborating for us what's triggering what. And it's not always, you know, completely the self-evident and obvious solution that this leads to gender-based violence or that leads to falling behind in terms of education. Sometimes the hidden patterns in the data, and finding these patterns is the beginning of what artificial intelligence can do for us in any one of those areas.
And how do you find those patterns? What are you doing? Are you aggregating existing data? How does this work functionally if you decide, right, Okay, we want to tackle gender-based violence, we want to look for patterns, how does it work?
So the first thing we do is we collect as much data as we can. And of course, you know, many times there's an ethical aspect to that. So, you know, we aim to not violate any ethics and collect data that's protected or private in some way. But the more data, the better. We feed the data into various systems, and there isn't just a single system that we're aiming for, you know, this magical artificially intelligent system, but there are lots of researchers, each with competing systems, that consumes the data in a different way, and then as it goes through the data, you know, arranges it in such a way that we can see the patterns start to emerge. And the one piece of software from the one group will find one kind of pattern, whereas, you know, from a different university or a different team, they'll see patterns emerge in a different way. And at the end of the day, it's about putting all of these systems alongside each other and evaluating the outputs from them and seeing which of the patterns are real and which ones, of course, are simply imaginary things. You know, the way humans look at clouds and see a face in the cloud.
Yeah.
Sometimes there just isn't really a pattern in the data, or the pattern isn't what you thought it was. So there's still a need for humans in the loop to make sense of this.
I was just going to say, it sounds like it's not all artificial intelligence. It does need some human intelligence.
Quite correct. Yeah, and I see that very positively. You know, I don't see a point where artificial intelligence is taking over from humans, but rather augmenting our ability to put limited resources to work in solving problems. And of course, in South Africa, Southern Africa, Africa in general, we're resource limited. We'd like to solve these big problems, and we don't have billions of rand to throw at it always. And we'd like to do that in a very smart way, driving the decision making from the data.
What about academic capacity? Clearly, Stellenbosch has got this Institute for Advanced Study. You've got this sort of conference going on. You are a chair of something called Computational Thinking for Artificial Intelligence. Do we have enough academic energy going into this across our tertiary institutions?
So the first answer is I'd say no. We can always use more people. That's a bit of a negative sounding answer. The truth is across the whole country, we have fantastically strong teams. You know, in Stellenbosch, we're very proud of what we do here, but all of the other universities across the country are real players in this. And South Africa actually punches significantly above our economic and population size weight. Now, that said, you know, we'd always like to attract more students into this field. You know, we have possibilities for bursaries. And of course, you know, when students get to the end of their first degree, we'd like to retain them to continue doing an advanced degree, encourage them to start up a company, grow academia, serve other parts of the South African society. So there's a long-term pipeline that we'd like to feed here.
Bruce, thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it. Professor Bruce Watson, one of our leaders in the field of artificial intelligence, the chair of that group at Stellenbosch. I mentioned the conference taking place this week at Stellenbosch, Artificial Intelligence for Social Justice.